from Square 2, this is What's Wrong with Revenue. I'm Mike Lieberman, CEO at Square 2, and along with my longtime friend and business partner, Eric Kalis, this show answers the question many CEOs, CMOs, CROs, and business owners are asking, what's wrong with revenue? New shows drop every Thursday morning. You can find the video version of the show on YouTube at the Square 2 Marketing Channel, on our website at the What's Wrong with Revenue page located in the footer, or on our free streaming service, Square 2 Plus, both located at square2marketing.com. You can subscribe to the show or subscribe to Square 2 Plus, and we'll email you new show content as soon as it's published. You can also submit questions to the show on the What's Wrong with Revenue page of our website. Eric and I answer questions every single episode. You can also find the podcast version of the show on all your favorite podcast platforms. Enjoy the show. Hey everybody, welcome to What's Wrong with Revenue, Season 2, Episode 21. I'm Mike Lieberman. I'm flying solo today, and we're going to talk about the difference between EOS and RGS. And real quick, just so everyone can remember, if you're interested in the show, check us out on YouTube. The show, all Season 1 and all Season 2 videos are hosted on our YouTube channel, Square 2 Marketing YouTube channel. You can like us, you can subscribe to the show there. You can also leave us your comments, and we really appreciate it. The show is also available on Square 2 Plus, our free streaming service at square2marketing.com/square2plus. There's also a button at the top and bottom of our website called Podcast. Click on it, and it'll take you to a page for the What's Wrong with Revenue show. You can subscribe to the show. You can also leave us questions, and there are some questions today that I'm going to handle from some of our audience and listeners and watchers. So you can leave questions for us there, and we'll pick them up and answer them. And if you're into podcasts, the show is available on all your favorite podcast platforms, Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, and the such. Subscribe and download the show there. So one of the things I like about the show, by the way, I'm Mike Lieberman. Eric Kalis is off today, so I'm going to fly solo. I'm the CEO and Chief Revenue Scientist here at Square 2 and host of the What's Wrong with Revenue show. Season 2, Episode 21 here, and the difference between EOS and RGS. What I like to do with the show is answer questions that people ask us during the sales process, during work with our clients, during times when we're out and about talking to people about marketing, about sales, about revenue growth. I really like to take some of the most common questions and use them here as content and answer them so that everybody can hear the answer and everyone can take advantage of our expertise. So one of the things we've been getting asked a lot is, what's the difference between EOS and RGS? Well, EOS is the entrepreneur operating system. It's used by over 150,000 companies all over the world. It's a business planning framework, and it's probably the most popular business planning framework. But EOS and other planning frameworks only go so far in the area of marketing, sales, and customer service. So while most companies have systems for hiring, firing, purchasing, finance, operations, when it comes to revenue, a lot of people are just winging it. And that's no wonder companies are failing to hit their revenue goals month over month. And what's missing is a revenue generation system like RGS, like we've been talking about. And it's important to see where systems like EOS stop and where systems like RGS starts, and how these two systems can work perfectly together to help companies grow revenue. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I will clearly articulate the difference between EOS and RGS. And one of the things I want to talk about is how companies implement EOS and RGS. There are some differences. I want to talk about the kinds of companies that are right for EOS, kinds of companies that are right for RGS. I want to talk about what you should expect from EOS and what you should expect from RGS. And then we'll talk a little bit about the investment in both. And I also have some questions regarding this topic that some people submitted, and I will handle those also. So let's start and talk a little bit about RGS and EOS so that we can be really clear with our audience about what's what. So very specifically, when you're talking about EOS, it's a complete set of simple concepts and practices and tools that have impacted thousands of businesses all around the world. It's something that Gino Wickman started, and the EOS Corporation has picked up and expanded to be a really successful tool that helps leadership teams and everybody get on the same page. It has an entire set of tools and frameworks and disciplines and teaches accountability throughout the company so that everyone can get on the same page, everyone can share their vision, and it really helps leaders become build much more cohesive and functional leadership teams. So while there are a lot of similarities between EOS and RGS in terms of what it is, RGS is a system that Square 2 has been running for almost 20 years. And what it does, it helps fast-growing companies organize and prioritize revenue generation activities so that sales, marketing, and customer service are perfectly aligned and pulling together towards a specific revenue target. RGS helps companies in two specific areas, strategy and execution. It ensures there's an alignment between marketing, sales, and customer service, and RGS delivers proven processes around strategy, how to execute tactics, how to build campaigns, and how to use technology, all to ensure that you have all the resources and processes in place to hit your month-over-month revenue goals. It is a perfect plug-in to EOS, where EOS stops and in companies who are looking for more specific revenue generation activities starts. So while EOS might help you with high overarching 30,000 foot views of your company and getting it organized and getting it structured, RGS is going to focus really on that lane, sales, marketing, and customer service, and specifically revenue growth. So those are kind of pretty high level overviews of what EOS is and what RGS is. Obviously, if you're interested in more information, EOSworldwide.com and square2marketing.com, there's a page on our site called What is RGS? And you can actually dig into the specifics of what RGS is on that page as well. Now, some people might be asking, how does EOS and how does RGS get implemented? And there are some differences there. Specifically, EOS can be self-implemented with a set of tools that EOS publishes. They have books, they have frameworks, they have exercises, they have materials that you can download and use. Or you can hire an EOS implementer. I think there's something like 50,000 EOS implementers worldwide, and those people are trained in the EOS system, and they can come in and help your company build out EOS, learn how to use EOS, and then keep you kind of practicing the EOS methodology efficiently and executing the EOS methodology over time. When it comes to RGS, right now, RGS can't be implemented by yourself, so you would need an RGS coach that Square 2 would provide you, and they are going to work with you weekly to help you learn the RGS practices that Square 2 uses with its clients. So they're going to hold you accountable in meetings. They're going to teach you some of the strategy and planning tactics that we execute, including how to do 30-day planning, how to run campaigns, how to set up a scorecard, how to make progress to your goals, how to prioritize all the things there are to work on. So you're going to get a much more intimate relationship in RGS with your RGS coach than you might with EOS. The EOS implementers are typically meeting with you four times a year. The RGS coaches are going to be meeting with you much more frequently. In the beginning, it might be as much as weekly. And after that, it might be as much as monthly. And you'll have unlimited access to that RGS coach as you start to learn the system and practice some of the tools and use some of the methodologies that we use for our clients. So it's a little bit of a different relationship. We do hope one day to make RGS self-implementable, but today you're going to need a coach to get it done. And I think given the amount of tools and the amount of process and the allocation of resource and the complexity associated with generating revenue today, I think it makes sense for us to give you a coach to get a little bit more intimate with your business. A couple other things in terms of the differences, who should consider EOS and who should consider RGS. So if I look at the EOS website, EOS is best suited for companies 2 million to 50 million in revenue, headquartered in one location, 10 to 250 employees, 3 to 7 people on the leadership team, an open-minded attitude about helping the organization reach its full potential. So I think that's not necessarily every company, but to be specific, and since we are an EOS company, I can give you firsthand experience that you really are going to be wanting everybody to be on the same page. And that means everyone really needs to be all in on EOS. If you have some dissenters or you have some people who aren't sure about it, it's going to make it more difficult. The companies that are successful with EOS have a vision and they want to get it shared across the entire company, specifically across the leadership team. you know, they may have some frustrations in terms of running the company month over month. They may feel stuck. They may feel like there's a daily grind here that's making their business not necessarily as enjoyable as it needs to be. Some leaders who find EOS really successful might actually feel a little disconnected or discouraged in their business. And even though they may be doing well, they may not feel as connected to the business as they once did. Those are the kind of people that are really good fits for EOS. When it comes to RGS, it's similar, but we take a slightly different perspective on it. So for companies that are struggling to meet their revenue goals, typically RGS works better with B2B companies who have long sales cycles, high ticket average or high revenue per client, and a complex sale. Now, RGS is going to be good for companies that are steadily engaging in some kind of strategic planning. So if you're practicing EOS for strategic planning, RGS is going to be a good fit. If you're using some other kind of strategic methodology, but still struggling to hit that revenue goal, RGS is going to be a good fit. And we also want you to be open to or either using some kind of technology platform for marketing, sales, and customer service, something like HubSpot. And the reason that's important is because there's a lot of data associated with RGS, and there's a lot of an attempt to make your marketing and sales very efficient, which means you're going to want to automate some of what is getting done. And you're also going to want to get analytics on a lot of what you're doing. So in order to take a more scientific approach to revenue, we think companies that are already using some kind of technology platform are going to be a good fit for RGS. Another criteria for RGS is that companies are willing to invest appropriately, and they understand that revenue growth is a marathon and not a sprint. And they have some realistic expectations. For instance, if you think you're going to implement RGS and go from zero leads to 1,000 leads in a month, you're probably not going to be a good fit with those expectations. But if you are thinking, we're going to lean into RGS, we're going to learn the system, we're going to learn some of the frameworks and methodologies and start doing some of the workshops and exercises in the first 90 days, and then over the second 90 days, start to see our campaigns looking tighter, and we're going to start to see some improved performance. And then in the second half of the year, really start to see increased leads and increased sales opportunities, I think you're a perfect candidate for RGS. Again, it's not a panacea. It's not the easy button. There are no easy buttons associated with driving revenue in today's environment. So again, this is something that you really want to look to learn how to do and really lean into it. What do you actually get with EOS? So it's a good question. So if you're using an implementer run EOS, then you're going to have a series of meetings and your implementer is going to teach you the EOS system. That's going to include how to use EOS tools, how to use the EOS frameworks, how to understand the EOS vocabulary. They're going to get you up to speed and help you with your vision, your traction organizer, which they refer to as VTO. They're going to help you with your L10 meetings and meeting rhythms so that the company's leadership really has a good system in place to help them talk about issues, make decisions, set metrics, pull in the same direction, identify the big to-dos, which they call rocks, and identify the little to-dos, which everyone is working on getting those rocks, helping them getting those rocks executed. So that's really what you get with EOS. And again, if you're using an implementer, you're going to have a person who's kind of along for the ride to help you do it. If you're self-implementing, then you're going to have to play the role of implementer and use some of the tools on your own to get to where you want to be. If you're going to go with RGS, like I said earlier, you get a coach. Everybody who runs RGS and is an RGS client gets a coach. They kind of act as your fractional chief revenue officer, and they're going to work with you to help define your go-to-market strategy, as well as install the RGS frameworks around tactics and campaign planning. And what that means specifically is they're going to take you through a series of workshops and exercises to help you figure out who your best personas are, who your best prospects are, how you go and get those best prospects. They're going to work with you to come up with a really compelling story for your company and good messaging to help differentiate your business. They're going to lean into the marketing and sales tactics that you need and help you understand the differences between them, help you prioritize and pick the ones that are best for your company. They're going to introduce you to a buyer journey model that will allow you to map out all of the touches associated with marketing, sales, and customer service to create an incredible experience for your prospects, which in the end is going to help them close faster and close more frequently and generate more leads for your business. So it's a fairly complex set of exercises that your coach will take you through. They're going to also give you some guidance and help you with your technology platform, like we talked about a minute ago. They are going to teach you the 30-day planning exercises and the 90-day strategy session exercises. They're going to do some things that are similar to EOS, like they're going to set up a regular revenue team meeting. That's a weekly L10 meeting that follows a very similar format to the EOS meeting that you might be familiar with if you are familiar with EOS. And they're going to set up a scorecard. They're going to introduce you to some software that you'll use to manage your scorecard. They're going to teach you some sales and marketing alignment exercises as well. And they're going to be with you for the first couple of months in a fairly intimate way, making sure that you're following these practices, that these exercises run successfully, that you're getting what you need to build out the RGS system. And then they're going to make sure that you're fairly autonomous in terms of your ability to run some of these sessions like 30-day planning and 90-day strategy. And they're going to make sure you're making progress on your weekly revenue team meeting around rocks that you've set for yourself and the issues that come up in those meetings and any to-dos that get assigned to your team. And every quarter, they'll measure your progress against the 6 core principles of RGS: process, resources, strategy, tactics, campaigns, and technology, and make sure you're making progress towards those. So we want you to be as efficient in those areas as possible, and they're going to make sure that all of that is running well. Now, there's an investment component to both. The EOS investment is a $24,000 a year commitment. I think they break that up into $4,000-$6,000 payments. With an RGS coach, you're looking at $4,000 a month, which is an incredible deal considering you're getting a fractional CRO that's going to be pretty intimate with your revenue generation activities, working with you across marketing, sales, and customer service. And they're also going to be, you're going to have unlimited access to those people through email, calls, and texts. So in addition to them being in meetings with you and helping you through workshops, and teaching you these exercises and make sure you understand the tools that we give you, you'll also have access to them in case you run into issues and want to talk to them about something specific that you might be dealing with. So all that is really good. That's kind of like at a high level, the difference between RGS and EOS. I want to talk a little bit about what some of the expectations around both of these are. I think that's something that we can spend a little bit of time on before we move into questions. So, you know, when it comes to EOS, what you should expect is that you learn this operating system for running the company. And I think the implementer is going to be the person you lean on the most to learn the process and systems associated with EOS so you can start running the company differently. If you're self-implementing, you're going to have to do a lot of homework around those processes and tools, and you're going to be the one that has to get everyone in the company on board in terms of using them, understanding them, integrating them in the day-to-day. Even if you have an implementer, someone at the company is going to have to champion this, and it could be a number of people at the company are going to have to champion this. For example, again, at Square 2, the leadership team has been running EOS, was running EOS initially, and has now pushed the EOS methodology down to all the departments and all the individuals in the company. So each of the leaders that has had a little more experience with EOS than perhaps some of the rank and file are the ones who are taking that vocabulary and taking those processes and tools down to the rest of the company in terms of getting everybody using the same vocabulary and the same processes around EOS. In terms of expectations, you know, everyone that we've talked to about EOS is basically saying that this is something that takes a year to 2 years to really learn. And I could see that. There are a lot of nuances to EOS. You know, Square 2 is a relatively well-run company. Even our issues with EOS, you know, we're really learning it. It took us probably 6 months to get the scorecards right. You know, we're still learning how to process issues in our IDS sessions, which stands for Identify, Discuss, and Solve. We're getting better at setting rocks and cascading rocks down to the company so that everybody's aligned in terms of what they're working on. But we still have a ways to go. And our implementer is keeping progress on us through this journey. But it's really on us to make sure that we're learning EOS, practicing EOS, getting more comfortable with EOS, and using it to make some decisions inside the company. So I would say, you know, our expectations are this is going to be a lifelong practice, kind of like yoga, if you will. You know, for those of you that have really gotten into yoga, it's something that you work at every day. I guess it's anything really for those of you that have gotten into golf, something that if you don't practice, you're never going to get better at. You might be a good golfer, but if you aspire to be better, you're going to have to practice it. You're going to have to work with a coach. You're going to have to learn new skills, change maybe the way you do things. There's a lot of similarities between learning EOS and learning how to do something new in your personal life. So I think that's kind of interesting in terms of expectations. You would never sign up with a new golf coach and expect to be on the pro tour in a week. I think there's some similarities here with EOS and with RGS, although we're talking about EOS now. You know, it's something that you're really going to work at, just like golf. You want to get good at it, you really got to work. RGS is slightly different in that you're going to get more one-on-one coaching from your coach. I think about the RGS coach more like a little league coach that maybe worked with one of your children at one point. You know, they're with these kids pretty frequently, right? Once or twice a week and for a game on the weekends. They're getting to know your kids really well. They're getting to see what they're good at, what they're not good at. They're getting to know where they want to play. They're getting to know about their specific passion for the sport. They can't actually, you know, hit the ball or catch the ball or field the ball for your kids, but they are there to give them tips all along the way. Even as they're up to plate, they might be saying, hold the bat up higher. They might be saying, don't forget to keep your eye on the ball. You know, I think your RGS coach is going to be more like that. Someone that is with you in the trenches, especially in the beginning, watching how you're performing, watching how you're using the tools, maybe even doing some drills with you or running some exercises with you. So you get the idea of how to figure some of this stuff out. It's a little different than the golf pro who you see, you know, once a week or once a month. And then you're left to kind of practice on your own when you play or on the weekend. So there are some differences in terms of, you know, how the coaches work with you, EOS to RGS. I also think with RGS, there are more practical tools that we share with you because the rhythms associated with marketing are a little more frequent than maybe some of the rhythms associated with strategic planning. For instance, you know, you basically do that once a year. We set goals for the year. We then get together quarterly and review our progress towards those goals. And then you have a regular leadership team meeting once a week. So those are three specific rhythms that are really relatively infrequent. Once a year, once a quarter. The only time you're really having those frequent touches is in your once a week leadership team meeting, which is frequent for sure. But again, it's more about the check-ins, the review of the scorecard, and the to-dos, and the issues, if issues are coming up. So there's a smaller set of executables associated with that. You know, you're not setting rocks every quarter. You're not changing your vision every quarter. You're not changing your mission or your monetary targets every single quarter. Those got set. Every single quarter, you are looking at performance on rocks. Did we achieve them? Did we not achieve them? What are our next quarter's rocks going to be? You know, you're looking at some scorecard and some quarterly metrics, but it's a little different. There's a lot more moving parts associated with revenue generation. And so the RGS system is designed to be a lot more frequently touched in terms of what you need to do to hit those revenue goals. I'll give you a couple of very specific examples. In addition to the annual planning around revenue and the quarterly rock setting around revenue, you're doing a 30-day sprint plan. And what that basically does is allows you to look at all the things that you want to accomplish, prioritize those specific tactics or executables that need to get done in the next 30 days, assign them to individuals, set some expectations around performance in your scorecard, and then execute. That allows you to organize around the work in a much more efficient way, make sure you have the right resources assigned to the work. And pretty quickly, you may find that you have very lofty executable expectations and not enough resources to deliver it. And we find that that's a common problem with clients is, you know, they expect a lot, but don't have a lot of resources to do the execution. They might also find that there's some gaps missing from a skills perspective, in which case you're going to want to address that also. And specifically, you're going to want to address that from the perspective of wanting to fill in those gaps with expertise that may be available through contractors or through agencies or through other people in the organization that you want to get access to that. So 30-day sprint planning is an extra session, an extra meeting, an extra rhythm, and an extra practice that we teach in RGS, different from EOS, that's going to help you focus your energies around specific things you're trying to do to generate revenue. Also, the 90-day strategic session, it gives you a higher level perspective on what you're trying to accomplish and probably could be done at the same time you're doing your quarterly planning for EOS. However, you want to dig into making sure some things are still aligned, like your persona, like your targeting, like your priorities. There may be some bigger initiatives that you want to tackle over the course of a 3-month period that needs to be broken up into 3 30-day chunks. So the 90-day strategy session is going to also give you an opportunity to talk about competition and sales process and things that maybe are bigger issues that don't get dealt with on a regular basis, but are germane to what your 3 30-day sprint plans look like. You're then going to run your regular level 10 revenue team meeting. There are some other differences between a revenue team meeting and your leadership team meeting on L10. One of the big differences is we're going to huddle on opportunities every single week and talk about what's needed to close those opportunities. And those could be new business or existing business revenue opportunities. And that also give you a little bit better insight into how you're doing towards your monthly revenue goals, which is one of the outcomes of RGS. We want you to hit your revenue goals every single month. And then, you know, we talked a little bit about the investment and expectations around RGS, which are a little different than the expectations around EOS, is you should expect to learn the RGS system. You should expect to be able to implement and run the RGS system. But you should expect to see some progress towards your goals. That could be visitors to your website. That could be conversions. That could be leads. That could be sales opportunities. Potentially, that could be a higher close rate or a shorter sales cycle. Once we set up your scorecard and give you the technology required to get the data out of your efforts, you're going to have a lot better insight into what's working and what's not working. And you're going to have a lot better insight into how the company is performing purely in this revenue area. And what we find is that unlocks a lot of interesting conversations around what you're doing and what you're not doing, and generally gives you some really good opportunities to take advantage of those insights and change some of the things you're doing. Okay, great. That's a pretty good overview of EOS, pretty good overview of RGS, and I hope a clear delineation in terms of what some of the differences are. Again, if I had to sum it up, EOS is a high-level operating system for your entire company that gets everybody aligned, that is clear in terms of working with your leadership team, organizing priorities across the company, cascading those down into the company, and then teaching you some tools and techniques to make the company very efficient in its execution of that overall vision. When it comes to the RGS system, it's a very specific piece of the business, the revenue piece. It's the marketing, sales, and customer service side of the business. Again, most companies have systems for purchasing. They have systems for manufacturing. They have systems for delivery, how they pay their bills, how they hire. They don't have a system for revenue, and that's where this slides in. You'll know exactly how to select marketing tactics, exactly how to allocate resources, exactly how to set a budget, exactly how to measure the investment in terms of what return you're getting, exactly how to track the performance of these programs, and exactly how to see how marketing how revenue works across marketing, sales, and customer service. So there's going to be a lot of interesting conversations unlocked and lots of interesting initiatives that are locked purely in this revenue lane. And again, if someone was asking me at a party, that's how I would describe it. You have this overall operating system for the entire company, and you have this very specific system that focuses on revenue. Again, they can work together, they can work separately. So I have a couple questions here from people that have submitted some EOS and RGS related questions over time. We've been talking about EOS and RGS for a while now on the show, and I want to take a couple minutes to answer some of these questions. So can you give us some examples of exactly how EOS and RGS work together? This is from Patty in Florida. It's a really good question. So, Patty, when you're running EOS, you may decide that one of the company's rocks is to improve the sales process. Okay. Now that's a big rock. And, you know, that's going to involve sales leadership, but it really needs to involve much more than sales leadership. It needs to involve marketing. It needs to involve customer service. So what I would say to you is, while EOS is going to help you identify that as a rock, giving that to the revenue team and having them work on improving the sales process as part of their RGS work is going to make it much more, it's going to make it much easier to deliver that rock faster and more efficiently. Because what you're going to get is a tool like the Cyclonic Buyer Journey. And the Cyclonic Buyer Journey allows you to map out every single touch point within that sales process so that you can then decide whether you have the right tools, the right communication, the right email, the right educational materials along the way to make that sales process really remarkable. And what RGS is going to teach you is the sales process itself is going to have different metrics associated with it, different ways to track it. There's a specific workshop we have to design a sales process that the RGS coach will be able to teach you. So in my opinion, it's going to allow you to get to that sales process identified rock much quicker, much more efficiently, and more importantly, produce something that's going to get you where you want to be faster, meaning it's going to, you're going to have a better sales process when you come out of the RGS exercise than if you simply put a bunch of people together and said, let's make the sales process better. So that hopefully that answers your question. EOS might say we need more leads, right? The company needs more leads. And that's a metric in the scorecard. And there's a bunch of people working on it. But how do they go about generating more leads for the company? Do we go to more trade shows? Do we make more cold calls? Without a methodology around lead generation, it's going to be really difficult to answer that question in a sustainable way. And again, RGS would step in and show you how do we pick the right kind of campaigns for your particular kind of company. Do you want a demand gen campaign? Do you want an inbound campaign? Do you want an outbound campaign? Do you want an account-based marketing campaign? What tactics are going to be required? How much budget do we need to execute those tactics? Do we have the right resources to execute those tactics in and of itself? So you're going to get where you need to be a lot quicker, and your results are going to be a lot more significant if you add on the RGS system to the EOS system. Okay, here's another question. This is from Jesse in Toronto. Can you give us a situation where an EOS company needed RGS, and what were the specifics of their situation here to justify using both systems? So, Jesse, I feel like that's kind of what we just said. If you have an EOS company and revenue is not an issue, the company's just killing it, but the leadership team is not aligned, or maybe they don't share the same vision, maybe the owner is just stressed, even though the company's killing it, I think that's a situation where EOS in and of itself would be perfect. No need to tackle revenue when it's already firing on all cylinders. And I could probably give you a number of scenarios where, you know, EOS is the right answer and RGS is not needed. There are some situations where EOS is not needed and RGS is still going to be a good fit. You know, if the company is 100 years old and it's been very well run, everyone is on the same page, you know, leadership is awesome, but they're still struggling to hit revenue goals, and that's something new for them, that might be a situation where RGS is needed and EOS is not. So, you know, every single one of the companies that we talk to about these kinds of situations, it's a very unique environment. I really look at companies almost like human beings, and they're all different. They have different genetics, they have different physical characteristics, they have different mental capabilities, different emotional IQs. Everybody is an individual, and physicians tend to try to treat people as individuals, not as a group of people. So, you know, just because I come in and I fit a profile doesn't mean I'm going to get the same treatment plan as someone who comes in behind me who fits the same profile. And I would hope a really good medical practitioner would get to know me, you know, and ask me a lot of questions, really see what my specific situation is before they started recommending treatment plans and prescriptions and tests for me to go and get. And I think the same thing is here. If we're doing a good job as consultants, we want to get to know our prospects really well and then decide whether RGS is right for them. Maybe there's another Square 2 set of services that are right for them. Maybe EOS is right for them and RGS is not. Maybe RGS is right for them and EOS is not. I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all program here. I think these are all excellent prescriptions for people who have issues and challenges and pain. And our job is to uncover that pain and recommend the right set of solutions so that the company owners, the company CEOs, the companies themselves can cure those pains and really thrive. So Jesse, I hope that answers your question. I got a question from Eric in Dallas. For not on EOS, will RGS still help us? So again, you know, I feel like we're kind of answering similar questions here, but the answer is yes. I don't think you necessarily have to be on EOS for RGS to help you, but I will say that there are some things that need to be in place for RGS to be successful. So no, you don't have to be on EOS. However, if you're not aligned across sales, marketing, and customer service, I don't think RGS is going to help you. If your leadership team is not bought in to using a system to help you grow revenue, I don't think RGS is going to help you. If your company is not going to lean in and recognize RGS as the system of the future and really be prepared to give it a good 12-month go, I don't think RGS is going to help you either. I don't think you'd be right for RGS. So sometimes I also think that, you know, in order for companies to thrive in RGS, they have to want to win the Super Bowl. And what I mean by that is, you know, when you look at the people who are habitual winners of their championships in their sport, Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, LeBron James, these people are paper committed to their success. You know, Tiger Woods plays a round of golf, and then when he's done, he goes to the practice range and hits, you know, 1,000 more balls. You know, that's someone who is committed to his success. Tom Brady, you know, he's watching what he eats. He's taking care of himself in the offseason. He's studying film in the evenings. You know, he's not just showing up to practice for 3 hours and then, you know, goofing off for the rest of the day. His whole life is centered around being the best he can be, and the results show it. I think when it comes to RGS, you have to want to win the Super Bowl because, you know, RGS is like a whole nother level of commitment around driving revenue. So, you know, no, it's not a bad or a good thing, but if you're not committed to that level of work, if you don't want to win the Super Bowl, I'm not sure RGS is going to help you. I think RGS is really going to be perfect for those companies that want to go the extra mile. They want to do things differently. They want to lean into a system and a proven practice that works, has worked for 20 years. You know, those are the kinds of companies that are really going to be successful. And I think it's the same thing with EOS. You know, if you want to be successful at EOS, you have to really lean into it. You can't be half pregnant on EOS. You can't be half pregnant on RGS. It has to be something that you really want to get good at and learn and be willing to work at for a year or two. And with that, I'm going to wrap up the show. I hope everyone has enjoyed it. Thank you very much for joining me. Stick around for the show next week, where we have a really interesting show. So season 2, episode 22, What's Wrong with Revenue, we're going to talk about the right types of campaigns. And again, I've had a lot of people ask me lately, well, how do we know if we're running the right types of campaigns? So again, I think there's an opportunity to talk about this here. Around what the right types of campaigns are, and specifically inbound campaigns, demand gen campaigns, account-based marketing campaigns, even outbound campaigns. I have a panel of Square 2 experts who are going to be joining me, and in that episode, we will cover all the different types of campaigns and how we decide what clients are right for them. And I think that'll help you decide which types of campaigns are right for you. So again, if you're interested in the show, check us out on YouTube. The Square 2 Marketing channel has all season 1 and season 2 episodes of What's Wrong with Revenue. You can subscribe to the show there. You can like us. You can leave us comments and you can watch the show. Also, if you want to watch the show at Square 2 Plus, our free streaming service, square2marketing.com/square2plus. You can subscribe to all of our content there, just like Netflix. When we publish new content, which we do fairly regularly, you'll get an email with an update of the new content available. And we have channels there for CEOs, CROs, CMOs. We have a HubSpot channel. Pickleball Business Bangers channel. If you're interested in pickleball and business, go check that out. And you can catch the show by clicking on Square 2 Plus at the top of our footer, at the top of our website, at the bottom of our website. You can get to Square 2 Plus. We also have a page dedicated to the show. Again, at Square 2 Marketing, at the top of the show, it'll say podcast. At the top of the website, it'll say podcast. Click on it, and you'll see the What's Wrong with Revenue show. You can subscribe to just the show, and you can submit questions like we did here today. And again, if you're into audio content, check out the show on all your favorite podcast platforms, Apple, Stitcher, iTunes. You can download the show, and you can subscribe. You can also leave us comments on the podcast platforms. We really appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. I'm Mike Lieberman, and I'll see you next week.